everyone. First day of your 1 month commitment. Very nice. Very admirable. Some of you have met me before and have been through the teacher training also. And some two or three people I think are completely fresh and new, haven't met this weirdo. What's wrong with you? Don't worry, I won't. I'm not going to be policing you or advising you or anything like that. So, trust is very important, and our eye contact is very important. So then you can see, you know, that there's no threat. That helps you relax. Right? And so we can build trust. That's also an ongoing practice for yogis, for some yogis, and for anyone who wants deeper and deeper communication. There's eye contact and heart contact, touch where it's appropriate, and that helps with our rapport. You know rapport? Rapport means harmony and being able to see the intended meaning of the speaker. Because it's the intended meaning that's important. Words fall short. Sometimes words are even opposite. But what you intend is something else. And if you have a good heart connection, you can see the intended meaning behind the words. You see? I don't care. What is it? What is that? What do they mean? I care so much, and it hurts. And I don't know what to say, you see. So that comes out, right? But if you know the person and you know their heart and you see them, you empathize, if I were you, I'd feel the same. And you have a one step there, you're able to empathize and act upon empathy. It's a very great ability we have as human beings, is the ability to empathize and act upon it. If I were you, I'd feel the same. If I had your background, your mother, your father, your story, I would feel exactly the same as you do right now. Whatever you feel right now, whatever the inner weather is, it's valid. It's okay. We learn how to use the words of validation. So, that's important, so you can have a deeper and deeper rapport together. Okay. See, I'll do my best to share with you what's been shared with me. You see, I wish I could share everything at once, but I can't. So there has to be some progression, step by step. And you do the best you can to relax and find trust. Finding trust, yeah, where there's no manipulation. Where there's, if there is any advice at all, it's coming from traditional shastra, it's coming from a traditional place where those have been tried and true, and they've blessed me profoundly, and I could share them with you, and you can also try them for yourself. So you always can do, you need not, or you can do differently. But if something is shared that's involved with karma, you see, some action, then you can do or not do or do differently. It's up to you. And if you practice that, then you see the results of it. It blesses your heart. You find there's less reaction, less frequency of reaction, less intensity of reaction, sooner recovery. What? So what? Sooner recovery from reaction. If you find that it's true for you, get more inspired to continue that practice, to make it your second nature, and to drop a habit that is not conducive to your emotional growth or cognitive growth, your inner growth as a person. So when you see that it's blessing you, you see. You're doing it for yourself. You're not doing it for me, you're not doing it for the teachers, you're doing it for yourself. And some of the students are older students, they've been here with us for a longer time, some of you are new, you see. So you'll be able to have a chance also to communicate with the older students. Sometimes they'll get up and maybe talk some stories that they went through, and then you get inspired also, and you get more comfort and more relaxation. Know that everything's okay. We're not in competition here. We're not in comparison. We're not competing with each other. A renunciate, I'm a renunciate, and is a person who is non-competitive. A grow-up. Competition is violence. Any form of competition is violence. You know, all the words are used, violent words are used in competition. Some people think that competition gives progress and then you improve yourself. Yeah, but look at all that you, all the other things that happen, jealousy and going against dharma, going against universal values, and to win, all the time win. We used to do non-competitive games with the children. Everybody's helping everybody. Everybody wins. Nobody loses. Those are healthy games. There's books on them. Non-competitive games. Where everybody's helping everyone. Competition is because of comparison and then competing, and then you have jealousy, rejection, fighting. Non-competition is non-violence. So we have to grow emotionally. We are committed to non-violence. We are committed to avoid a tendency to be violent. You don't have to avoid it unless there's a tendency. Right? There's a tendency to, by words, or by action, that I could hurt someone. So if I catch myself sooner and sooner, and that I feel like it, I feel like saying something that would be hurtful, but I said, no, I'm not going to. Because I don't want that said to me. I don't want that done to me. You're avoiding. Ahimsa paramo dharma. Can you say? Ahimsa paramo dharma. Okay, I can turn this on. Ahimsa paramo dharma. Can you say? Ahimsa paramo dharma. Ahimsa. A stands for varjana, avoidance. Himsa means violence, hurting. Ahimsa, avoidance of any form of violence. That's an ongoing refinement. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. It makes all the difference. And all the difference in terms of communication also, it helps. So we'll learn some of those communication skills. And that following ahimsa verbally. I don't think any of you, I wouldn't presume anyone has any, I think you've gone past the, matured past the physical violence, I hope so. If there is a tendency, it's a such an over emotion that there's a tendency to hit or kick or something. You catch yourself. And walk away, get in touch with that feeling, the anger, and get to the pain, get to the rain, cry. You catch yourself. And then you get in touch with where it came from. Where did that emotion, it's a valid emotion. All emotions are valid. All feelings are valid. How do I express it in a healthy, conscious way? We need lots of prayer and grace for that, because we've learned to maybe express it in an unhealthy way. Because if we don't express it in a healthy way, in a conscious way, what will happen? It will be expressed, because it's a pressure inside. It needs to be expressed. So if we don't express it in a healthy, conscious way, it will come out in an unhealthy, unconscious, either an implosion, some type of disease in the body, or some type of explosion, some type of compulsive behavior, some type of compulsive, obsessive behavior, like shopping until you drop with a card that's not yours. Cleaning the house until your hands are bloody. These are all life-threatening behaviors. It's because of unresolved pain, unresolved issues in the heart, in the emotional heart. You can't bypass the heart. So we're never ever trying to bypass the heart. That's why in traditional yoga, we will take the asanas very slowly, and we're never pushing, and it's not a hop, two, three, four sergeant behind you yelling and screaming, jumping on your stomach. Hot yoga. Give me $5,000. So it's not that calisthenic yoga. Here we breathe and we stay with it, and then stay with the feeling that comes up, the story that comes up from that hips, from whatever part is there, and then you get into the level of the emotional being, and you breathe and you stay with that, and you offer non-resistance to that. That's a tremendous power of our will. The most powerful way we use our will is in prayer. And that is offering non-resistance to facts we cannot change, an emotional fact I cannot change, a past, whatever happened to me, whatever was said or done, you see, whatever I said or did, I cannot change it. I can acknowledge that this is a fact that I cannot change, and then I can absorb, and I can offer it non-resistance, and I can receive it, and I can let it out in a healthy, prayerful way, as information, without blame. That's the way we process. That's a good sign. We're getting some ability to go through that processing, you see? Because that means we're going to have less and less implosions and explosions. We're going to have less and less compulsive behavior. We're going to have more and more conscious, prayerful words and actions. That's a very good sign. You're going to have more and more samatha, more and more equanimity that doesn't have anything to do with the setup. Doesn't have anything to do with the situation. It has something to do with your emotional growth. It's a very, very good sign. So each step of the way, be very gentle with yourselves, and to pat yourself on the back for every little accomplishment. Okay? You pay attention to small things. you won't have crisis. You won't have big things. You pay attention to small things. You won't have crisis. You'll be able to manage those. We are learning emotional management. We cannot come to emotional mastery without first emotional management. How to manage our emotions in a healthy, conscious way. Learn how to offer them non-resistance and bring them out consciously. Does it make sense? Anything that I share with you will be something that has been well assimilated over many, many years of study and practice and seeing that it blessed me very profoundly. And all from my teachers, my revered teachers, Swami Dayananda Saraswati, and His grace for 40 years, 35 years I was with him. So, and he will say it's from his guru. And he will say it's from his guru, her guru, all the way back. It's a parampara, it's a lineage of transferring a whole person. The whole person, a person who is also resolved in wholeness, completeness. With all the disciplines that are needed, that they've practiced and made perfect, made spontaneous to themselves. Not necessarily perfect or perfectionism, no. But have made them spontaneous through self-knowledge. So to become an expert in anything, you practice any particular practice 100,000 times, very consciously, prayerfully. Proper effort, proper time, and lots of grace that's earned. Grace is earned. It's the third factor, it's called the third factor. First factor, proper effort. Second factor, proper time. Third factor, grace. Grace is earned by prayer. Prayer means offering non-resistance to facts we cannot change. I offer non-resistance, even to my resistance, I offer non-resistance. To my resistance, to facts, I cannot change. Mother, father, any person, I cannot change. Past, anything I said or did in the past, I cannot change. Anyone said or did something to me in my perception, whatever my perception would be, it's valid. But I don't have all the data, so it may be wrong. But it's a fact. I cannot change. So if I'm able to put a prayer and say, this is what I said, this is what I did in my perception, this is what somebody said, somebody did in my perception, and validate my perception, with an inner language of validation, that's going to let my heart bloom. You should have, you could have, you would have, I should have, I could have, I would have. This is making me spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. I did the best that I could in that moment, and that's what I could do. That's the only thing I could do. Yes, that's what I did. You can't take it back. It's a very, very important thing to acknowledge. That. Then I can have a prayer that next time, next time, Ishvara, next time, grace of God, next time, oh Lord, bless me to catch myself sooner so I can break the chains. Otherwise I'll good. You're doing it again, or saying it again. So I catch myself. And prayer gives us that grace factor that I can catch myself. I catch myself sooner. I feel like it, I need not. The consequences are guilt and hurt. Somebody else gets hurt. I don't want to be hurt. No being in the whole biosphere wants to be hurt. Let me try the best. Not to hurt. And so prayer is offering non-resistance to facts we cannot change, and we're getting out, we're invoking higher power, we're invoking Ishvara, we're invoking God, which has to be understood, okay, not the theological idea, okay. But that has to, that topic is a big topic. Maybe we'll get into some of it during our time together. So we have to understand what is God, not the belief system, not some theological belief system. That's all absurd, and that's why we don't accept those things that are absurd, that are illogical, never accept. So anything that's shared with us, we're going to assimilate it and see how true is this, how true is this. We can give benefit of doubt for the time being, and then see, is this true? Is this true to me? Because you're all respected as independent adults that can discipline themselves. Nobody's going to discipline you. Nobody's going to police you. I cannot police you even in my dream. My teacher never policed me, even in his dream. For 40 years, I never ever heard him say, you should, you shouldn't. If at all, he gave advice, which is very, very rare. He said, you can. And he really meant it. That means you need not. Or you could do different. And it's up to you. You're independent. It's your life. It's your Forrest Gump story. We're all Forrest Gumpers. Gumping in the forest. It's your myth, you see. Is it a healthy myth? Are you going to make it a healthy myth? You've already made choices to start making your myth a healthy myth and not live your parents' myth or the Western myth. That takes a lot of courage. So you all have that courage. You've made the myth. I left the whole, just so you can get to know Swamiji a little bit. Some of my funny story. Okay. I left when I was 19 years old. I left the United States and I left that whole lifestyle. The whole life, Western lifestyle. I grew up in it. Rock and roll and everything. But then I had some insight, some type of grace, maybe from previous life, you don't know, but some type of grace, what's going on? There's something wrong here. I couldn't articulate it. But there's something wrong. I went through the motions a little bit like a zombie. But I was reading a lot of subculture books, a lot of books, because I didn't have any other teacher. I didn't have a teacher at that time. So the books and some of the authors of the books were my teachers. But you get a lot of confusion in the process, which you have to neutralize later. So then I went to India and I studied. But by grace of Ishvara, I could always discipline myself. And I had value for all the disciplines, and I had a passion for the discipline. I had a passion for prayer. All the disciplines are prayerful disciplines. To become a master, mastery is not with any type of manipulation. It's zero manipulation. When you don't have any manipulation by thought, by word, by action, that person is a master. That's why we admire that quality, where there's no manipulation, because there love manifests. The love that you are will manifest to the degree that you drop your manipulation. It's a very profound quality that I saw in my revered teacher, constant and complete, zero manipulation. By thought, by word, by action, zero manipulation. That's something to think about and absorb and see. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? Until you get to that place in your heart where there's no manipulation. It's very true, priceless, priceless jewel. You can give away a $1 billion diamond without thinking of it. I'd rather have this. When somebody can give away a $1 billion diamond without thinking of it, now I want to know, what does that person have that they can give that away without feeling any loss? That's what I want. I want the spiritual love. Because you're not going to take any of these things with you. Body is integrated, it'll get disintegrated. Just like this thought. It appears, it's going to disappear. I'm always fascinated with what doesn't appear or disappear. What is permanent? What is permanent? That's going to be the secure. I want the secure. where you can know that with yourself. And that you will never have any sense of insecurity at all. So, I got to a place where I could relax and trust with the traditional teacher, and then you can study step by step by step. You study, and you have a whole environment. Like you have an environment during this month, we have an environment of similar-minded hearts, similar hearts, similar people who have the same values as you do. That's a priceless grace. That's grace that's earned from your prayer. So you have a support group. See, I always, we come alone and we go alone. We're not taking anything with us except knowledge and the grace that we've earned. The reaching out actions that we've touched people's hearts, helped them bloom a little bit more. That you take with you. So we had to be maverick people. I call maverick lemmings. Some of you know that term. Lemmel. Maverick lemmel. Maverick lemmel. Because what 99% of the humanity is jumping off the cliff. Mechanical lives, wasted lives. They're not grown. They're not growing spiritually. They're making wrong decisions. So when you make a decision to go the other way, it takes a lot of courage. It's a clear conviction, intellectual conviction, that your values are clear, your principles are clear, and you're not ready to compromise those principles. You have to have a clear understanding of the purpose of your embodiment. As a human being. Then you cannot compromise. It's a bad bargain. Even in the face of material loss, or situation, your principles are clear and your values are clear, then you see the value of the value, like ahimsa, etc. You cannot compromise. Even in the face of people ridiculing. Yeah, you're going the wrong way. Why don't you get a real job? You're going to Bali, you're going to contemplate your navel. What is this? Some people say that to you. Before you left, you may have had somebody say, what are you going there for? Why didn't you get a real job? What is this? Get married, have 10 children, have a job, 9 to 5. But somehow you got here. People, because if you don't join their myth, you see, they feel uncomfortable. But you don't have a choice when you're on fire. I'm on fire to know what is myself, what is this world, what is God. And these answers, they have to be complete answers. They have to give me a complete answer that lets my heart resolve in complete self-acceptance, unconditional love. I won't accept less. Something I don't, not interested in mystical things. Keeps you in a mystique. Okay? A teacher always demystifies everything. Will not keep you in a mystique. But also, with the traditional teacher, we are exposed and we want to be exposed and we want to expose our ignorance and let that teacher negate all the wrong notions we have about ourselves, the world, and God. So there's a lot of meltdown. We're melting down the ego coin, and then we're reminting it into a healthy lifestyle, healthy habits through the body, through the words, and through our mind. And these are the three things that we discipline. These are the three things, three places that we can discipline as a human being, to integrate, to become a together person, a completely together person, a person with integrity, the integrity of a Edward Snowden. You know Edward Snowden? Okay. He's a modern Arjuna. He has absolute integrity. He said, I'm ready to go to Guantanamo Bay in chains and get tortured, but I'm not going to compromise my value, my conscience. The NSA couldn't even catch him. Dharmo rakshati rakshitaha. When you protect dharma, dharma protects you. It's always even if you had to go through some difficult times, burning off some type of a papa, some type of a difficult situation, at least you have your integrity. At least you have your together, your heart, and you can your conscience. You're not in a conflict. You're not living a false life. You're getting your bones out. Getting the dancing bone woman, the dancing bone man out. So that's what you can always count on when you're with Swamiji, is that what you see is what you get. You can see I'm making a very healthy fashion statement, you see. Diapers in orange. Very fashion conscious. So the bones are out. That's what the color orange or the color red orange is. It's dirt. It's a dirt color. It's called kashayam. So this is prakriti. It's mud. So it's also fire. Because I'm the Burning Man festival. I cannot go there. You can ask some of my students. They keep me cool. There's a water on my head. Otherwise I would have burned up long ago. So, being a maverick, you may have few friends, but they're very quality friends. They have your same values. Not 10,000 friends on Facebook, and they don't know you, they don't care, but it's all meaningless. Social media, you can do absolute minimum. We want direct connection with people. Sharing your hearts. That's why you see in the course, you see, he's sharing our hearts. Being true to ourselves. Helping each other. Because it is, it's a mutual honor and least resistance, and we're helping each other grow to be more of a complete person, step by step. So, when you make these decisions as you are, you're going to become a maverick lemming, you see. And that person is going to be a successful person. You're a successful people when you make these decisions. The younger you are when you make those decisions, the more chance you have to really make it. Because you have willpower. As you get 50, 55, 60, the will drops. This is why also midlife crisis, implosion, explosion, all the skeletons come out of the closet, and then most people just put them back in and shut the door, and then they come out again, they put them back in and then they shut, they come back. And that's all cancer and death. Born, suffered, dashed to death. What kind of life is this? This is what the epitaph, you know, the epitaph on the gravestone, the epitaph will read, born, dashed to death. Then what? What did you accomplish? Because even after 50 and you're CEO of the big company, Bill Gates, etc., then what? What have I done? Nothing. How are you, Bill? With all your billions, how are you? Getting on. Pulling on. My wife has cancer. My daughter is a Hare Krishna. It's a big soap opera. I am not happy. In myself, by myself, am I happy? No. I've got so many problems. So money has nothing to do with it. But so much is emphasized when we're growing up, you see, value. We have to see real values. How valuable the values are. And then hold on to this. Find them, and not compromise them. You can say after me, we'll go into these as we go. A value, you can say after me, a value is really my value.
Is really my value.
When the value of the value,
when the value of the value
is very valuable,
is very valuable
to me.
To me.
A value. You can just keep ahimsa in your heart, okay? But
a value
is really my value.
Is really my value.
When the value of the value,
when the value of the value
is very valuable to me.
Is very valuable to me.
Okay. Now you can say in your mother tongue, okay, we're gonna say all together. You say in your mother tongue,
a value
is really my value.
Really
when the value of the value,
when the value
is very valuable to me.
Very valuable to me.
Again, the see, in your mother tongue also is a little bit challenge, okay? So a value is really my value when the value of the value is very valuable to me. So then we really discover the value of the value. And the value of the value is going to give me more samatvam, which is what sama yoga is all about, you see. To go relative samatvam, relative peace, and through knowledge, through self-knowledge, absolute peace that's undisturbable. You see. That's all we want, this fullness, this happiness. You see. How do we achieve that in our life? All the practices that have been shared with you are only for that purpose. Integration, body level, integration breath level, integration emotional level, integration intellectual level, getting yourself together and pursuing knowledge. Passion for knowledge, passion for prayer. Maybe one day I was thinking also of chanting Rudram, everyone to listen to some of the prayers, some of the traditional prayers. Because we'll be getting up at 4 in the morning, 4:30 in the morning, we have prayer in the morning, prayer in the midday, prayer in the evening. It's a prayerful, prayerful, all the time prayer. The most powerful way you use your will is in prayer. And nahi jnanena sadrsham pavitram, there's nothing more purifying than knowledge, self-knowledge. And when you're pursuing that with a traditional teacher, and exposing yourself to traditional teaching and getting guided, letting your intellect get corrected, letting your ignorance drop. We're not gaining knowledge, we're just dropping ignorance. Unlearning. So many things we have to unlearn that are not conducive to our hearts blooming. So a value is really my value when the value of the value is very valuable to me. So tomorrow we'll need to get, no, the day after tomorrow, right? Or how are we doing this? Is it 3 times a week, I'm with them?
Yeah.
So the day after tomorrow? Or we're doing 3 days in a row or what? I still don't know.
Yeah.
Well,
just have to check.
Okay. 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 So check your schedule. You'll tell me when to come. Okay. Okay. Some of you know the Swasti Mantra, which we say as a collective prayer, and we'll say that now together. And we do it as a collective prayer, as the whole biosphere, this whole universe, and all the beings within it, all their hearts, as one lotus heart, are all praying in the same voice, in the same heart, okay? And we want that for all beings to be free from all forms of suffering and to gain moksha. And that's what they want for us also. So what you will of others is what they will of you, okay? So this is a collective, a beautiful collective prayer, and we'll chant that together. Those who don't know it, you can learn it at some time, and Sharada and Akashadi and Sangha will teach you, and maybe I'll help you also. So just absorb it and just with your heart. Om Swasti Prajabhya Paripalayantam Nyayena Margena Mahim Mahisha Go Brahmane Vyashubhamastu Nityam Loka Samasta Sukino Bhavantu काले वर्षतु भर्जन्यः पृथिवी सस्यशालिनी देशोऽयं क्षोभरहितः ब्राह्मणाः सन्तु निर्भयाः ॐ सर्वेषां स्वस्तिर्भवतु सर्वेषां शान्तिर्भवतु सर्वेषां पूर्णं भवतु सर्वेषां मङ्गलं भवतु सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत्।
asato ma satkamaya tamaso ma jyotirgamaya mrityorma amritam gamaya om purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavashishyate om shanti 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 hari om shri gurubhyo namaha hari
okay thank you all have a nice evening rest they're getting up like 5 in the morning I think or 6 5:30
yeah, we're here at court for the 6
okay
so.
Great wonderful okay see you all
thank you